Okay, we go weiter. We go weiter in the Olam HaGvura. Olam HaGvura. Kuf Mem Chet. Kuf Mem Chet. Let's rock it. Whoa. Okay. Kuf Mem Chet. Let's get to work. Yesh Anashim Asher Mefachti Mashiyem Rabrios Aleim. What's a big problem? There are certain people, they're scared. What will people say about me? What are they going to say? What are they going to think? If I dive in a little longer, ooh, I'm going to get comments. If I start to wear my sittis out, I'm going to get comments. If I go to that shiur on a Thursday night or a Motzei Shabbos or a Sunday morning, oh my God, what are they going to say? It's going to ruin my rep. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. We can never be scared, intimidated what other people say. We need to have one concern only. What does the Ribono Shel Olam, Tati B'Shamayim, Avinu Shebashamayim say? As it says, David HaMelech Amar, V'adabra Beidotecha Negin Malachim V'lo Yevosh. I will speak of your testimonies by kings and I won't be embarrassed. David HaMelech didn't care where he was. Didn't matter who he's in the presence, who his audience was. He was in front of kings. Maybe people that didn't appreciate it. But he spoke about Hashem. And he was never embarrassed. Should always be proud to be a Jew. Excited to be a Jew. It's our lifeline. It's our oxygen. It's our everything. As we just saw in that Tehillim rally. We can't lose sight of that. This is not just an inspirational moment. Mir Hashem, we should have clarity in this. V'amru Rabotenu. Very powerful. Chazal say, it's better that a person should make himself a fool all his days and not to be considered wicked for even one moment before Hashem. Wow, that's a very, very powerful, powerful line. Better be considered a fool all your days in front of man than rather to be considered a rasha for one moment in front of the Lord. Our job is, ultimately, to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, not in the eyes of other people. It's to say, what does Hashem want from me? What does the Ribono Shel Olam expect from me? What are the expectations? What am I doing here? Oh, but we have Yitzi now, big Lamdin. He's going to quote for you, Chazal. Ve'im Tomar. We got you. Ve'im Tomar. Hello, Mru Chazal. Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, Ruach HaMakum Nechei Menu. But Chazal say, whatever people are happy with you, Hashem's happy with you, which is very important mission in Chazal. So wait a second, we just have to make people happy. No. Hare kvar katu mefarshim, mefarshim explain, she'im zeh siba. It's not a cause and effect, it's not a reason. She'beglal she'sodelim sochem b'nei acherim, that because I try to find favor in other people's eyes, hu motzechem b'nei Hashem. Now the effect is, then I'll find favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's not what it means. Ella, Simon, it's a sign. She'im ruach habrios nochei menu, that if people are happy with us, zeh raya shekarab shparach hu merutze mimenu. It's a sign that Hashem finds favor from us. Meaning what? This is the Yesodim. This will close. Our job in this world is to ask, not what will people think, not what will my image be, not what my clout will be, not what will my reputation. What will Hashem say? What does Hashem want? What is Avinu Shebashamayim? Hashem was clearly, very clearly now controlling the entire world. What does Hashem think? Of course, what Hashem thinks is we should be polite to people, appropriate, respectful, midos, empathetic, sensitive people. But it all starts from what does Hashem want from me? Because if we live our whole lives, oh, what will he say? What will she say? Then we're serving other people and not serving Hashem. Gvura means I don't serve man. I serve Hashem. That is the litmus test. That is my agenda all day, every day. And that never changes. So Bezrat Hashem, we should continue to work on this Midah in this time of quarantine. Maybe we should think, you know what? I've been way too influenced by what other people think. I've been way too concerned what this person will say about me. And it's a time to take a step back now. And we have the time and say, no, what does Hashem want from me? That's the guiding light in my life.